Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Martha Allen.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment. And so that I can make sure I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
2376 North Meridian Street, Greenfield, Tennessee, 38230.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Okay, on 11/4, I have a $7.95 charge from your company. On 11/9, I have a $56.95 charge from your company. And then on 12/10, I have a $56.95 charge. I did not authorize these charges. I don't even know what this company is. I have contacted my credit card company and they are investigating it. I'm just curious. I just wanted to see who you were.
Okay, so you are stating that you have already disputed the transactions with your bank?
With my credit card company.
So yes, I do apologize if you have, since you have already disputed the transaction with your credit card company, we would actually have to hear from them that they would drop the dispute before there is anything else we would be able to do. However, we would be more than happy to assist with a refund once they do call and drop the dispute.
Well, they will call you. I just called because I wanted to know what this company was. Because I know I hadn't authorized these charges. I don't know where you got your information.
Yes, I do completely understand. And if you'll give me a second, I can definitely look over the account to see what is going on. That would take me just one moment.
Okay.
Ken, I really do want to thank you for your patience. What I'm showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as a kitchen equipment, and it would have stated in the terms and conditions by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the discount electronic savings store, where you would pay $56.95 a month and receive a $125 gift card each month to the discount electronic savings store.
I don't do surveys or emails on the internet. I did not do it. And number one, if I had, where's my credit card? Where's my discount card?
Yes, it would have been sent in an email to the email address we have on file. However, we'd be more than happy to assist with a refund. We would just have to hear from the financial institution that they will drop the dispute.
Okay, they will call you, and I'll expect this to be taken off. I'm getting a new card, so you're not going to have my number anymore to bill me. You know, you people need to find a job, a legitimate job, instead of trying to scam people.
I do completely understand how you feel. However, this would not be a scam, as we advise all customers of what it is they're signing up for. However, we'd be more than happy to assist you with the refund, since you are stating it was not you. We do just have to hear from them that they would drop the dispute.
Sure. Thank you.